help Sky Clan, too. It'll help all the clans. Squirrelflight stared at the Sky Clan deputy. Surely he could see that. Why should 5 clans try to live on 4 clans' land when there's plenty to spare on our borders? We don't know it's to spare, Leafstar grunted. It might be home to rogues or foxes or two legs. That's why we need to go there. She gazed at Leafstar. You and me. We could take a look at it. Then you can decide. If it's not safe for Sky Clan, no one will make you move. Hawkwing's pelt ruffled along his spine.
You can't explore unknown territory, he told Leafstar. It's too dangerous. Let me send a warrior patrol.
No, Leafstar cut him off. The clan mustn't know that we're even thinking about this until I know it's a real possibility. Hope flashed in Squirrelflight's heart. So you'll come with me to look at the territory? She searched Leafstar's gaze, relieved when she saw curiosity there. I don't like that you're deceiving Bramblestar, Leafstar meowed. But that's your issue, not mine. Squirrelflight ignored the worry sparking at the edge of her thoughts. She was too excited to hear Leafstar go on. I'll come with you and see this land for myself, and if it's not suitable, Sky Clan will not move and we'll never speak of it again. I understand, Squirrelflight whisked her tail, and I agree. Sky Clan should only live where you can thrive. Leafstar nodded to Hawkwing. Tell the clan that I'm escorting Squirrelflight to the border. I'll return as soon as I can. You may not be back for a while, Squirrelflight warned her. It's a long way, and we'll need to investigate the territory thoroughly before you come to a decision. If I'm not back tonight, Leafstar told Hawkwing, cover for me.
What do I tell them? Hawkwing mewed, his pelt bristling anxiously.
Leafstar narrowed her eyes, clearly thinking. After a moment, she spoke. Tell them I'm visiting each of the clan leaders to get to know them better. Hawkwing flicked his tail.
I don't like this. You're putting yourself in danger. Let me come with you, at least.
Leafstar shook her head. I need you here to take care of the clan.
Then let me send Sage Nose with you, or Plum Willow.
No. Leafstar was firm. There's no point starting rumors in the clan. And if there are any dangers to be faced, I have more lives to spare than my warriors. Respect swelled in Squirrelflight's chest. Leafstar was ready to sacrifice her own lives to protect her clan. She dipped her head as the Sky Clan leader padded past her and slid out of the den. I'll take care of her, she promised Hawkwing.
Hawkwing's eyes were dark. I hope you'll take care of each other. I don't like the thought of telling Bramblestar that something bad has happened to you.
Squirrelflight hesitated. Would Bramblestar forgive her if she never came back? Would he care? She padded from the den. Rain was pounding the camp. The kits were gone, the clearing empty. The Sky Clan cats had retreated to their dens. She could see eyes flashing from the shadowy entrances as they watched her. Leafstar was already heading toward the bramble tunnel, and she hurried to catch up. Outside the camp, the scents of moss and prey pressed around her, sharpened by the rain. The smell would be washed away soon, but for now, it hung tantalizingly in the air. For a moment, Squirrelflight was tugged back to the day she was made an apprentice. She remembered standing beside Leafpaw as forest scents spiraled into the camp. Her heart seemed to shiver with excitement. She'd dreamed of being leader as a kit, and now she was thinking like one. She puffed out her chest. Once again, she was heading into unknown territory. Squirrelflight's excitement ebbed as she and Leafstar crossed into ThunderClan land and made for the distant border. Rain dripped through the canopy and seeped deeper into her fur. But the rain wasn't making her shiver. She wanted to see the new territory, but she knew she was being deceitful.
She was sneaking out, knowing that Bramblestar would not approve. What if a clanmate saw her? How would she explain what she was doing, leading Leafstar through their territory? Guilt pricked at her belly and quickened her paw steps as she led Leafstar along the rise, which curved toward the abandoned two-leg nest.
Mouse Whisker says that rogues and foxes rarely cross the border from the new territory, Squirrelflight told Leafstar.
That doesn't mean there aren't any beyond it. Leafstar narrowed her eyes against the rain. Squirrelflight tried to gauge Leafstar's mood. Was the Sky Clan leader keeping an open mind about the land? Or would she find any excuse to object to it?
You'll be closer to the mountains, she encouraged. There'll be plenty of prey.
And more hawks to compete with. Leafstar ducked under a trailing branch.
I hope it's not too exposed.
Squirrelflight hopped over the branch.
It might be good to be away from the dampness of the lake.
The stone walls of the crumbling two-leg place showed among the trees. She veered along a trail that would take them around it, instinctively wary of anything that had once attracted two legs. As she leaped across an old stream bed, she heard voices. Stiffening, she tasted the air. Through the rain, she smelled ThunderClan.
A patrol?
Her paws tingling guiltily, she looked at Leafstar.
Someone's coming, she hissed. Hide!
Leafstar's eyes rounded. She ducked quickly behind an oak, snatching her wet tail from view as Squirrelflight turned to meet her clanmates. Her heart quickened as she smelled Spark Pelt scent. Orange fur flashed through the undergrowth, and Spark Pelt slid from between the dripping ferns, Larksong at her heels. The young warrior clearly hadn't smelled her mother's scent.
Lionblaze said that Hairstar is causing trouble,
Spark Pelt's voice echoed between the trees.
That's a refreshing change, Larksong answered. It's usually Tigerstar who starts arguments among the clans. Did he say what it was about?
He said it was best not to start rumors, Spark Pelt told him. In which case, why say anything at all?
Squirrelflight wondered whether to hide beside Leafstar. It would be easier if they weren't seen. But what if Sparkpelt or Larksong spotted them? What if they picked up their scent? It would be uncomfortable to be caught hiding, especially from her own daughter. Best to face them head on.
Hi!
She lifted her tail and hurried through the rain to meet Sparkpelt, whose ears pricked with surprise.
Squirrelflight, what are you doing here?
Squirrelflight wondered what to tell them.
I'm checking on something.
Larksong scanned the forest warily. Squirrelflight could see him tasting the air.
Why are you two this far from camp?
We're hunting, Larksong told her. It's been a while since anyone hunted this part of the forest. We thought we might find some juicy prey.
Sparkpelt was eyeing her mother curiously.
What are you checking on?
Squirrelflight shifted her paws, hoping that the rain had slicked down her ruffled fur.
I came to look at the border.
Which border? Sparkpelt glanced around. They were deep in ThunderClan territory.
The far edge of our land, Squirrelflight explained.
Why? Sparkpelt frowned. Squirrelflight hesitated. It felt wrong to go behind Bramblestar's back, and worse, to lie to her own daughter. Her tail drooped. She couldn't do it.
I want Leafstar to see the land outside, she confessed.
She jerked her nose toward the tree where Leafstar was hiding.
She's here with me.
Leafstar padded out, her gaze wary.
I knew I smelled Sky Clan.
Larksong's hackles lifted. Sparkpelt looked puzzled.
What's going on? Why does Leafstar need to see the land beyond our border?
Squirrelflight lifted her chin.
I had an idea at the leaders' meeting. I wanted to stop the clans from fighting over land again, so I suggested Sky Clan move to new territory.
She looked toward the border.
The land there is unclaimed. It might make a good home for Sky Clan, but we're going to check it out first. We need to make sure it's not overrun with rogues or two legs.
Larksong frowned.
Wouldn't it be safer to send a patrol?
Squirrelflight hesitated. Bramblestar isn't sure about the plan, she explained at last, deciding to stretch the truth a bit. So I brought Leafstar to see it. If she likes it, she can confirm to Bramblestar that she wants to move SkyClan there.
I haven't agreed to anything yet, Leafstar grunted.
No, Squirrelflight mewed quickly, which is why I don't want any cat to know about this.
Not even Bramblestar?
Sparkpelt asked.
Not even him,
Squirrelflight answered, glancing awkwardly at Leafstar to gauge her reaction. The SkyClan leader was just watching her, clear-eyed.
If the clans find out what we're doing, it could create expectations that might never be met. I don't want Leafstar to feel forced into anything.
But what if something happens to you? Sparkpelt's eyes glittered with worry.
We'll be careful, Squirrelflight promised, leaning forward to rub her cheek against Sparkpelt's.
Don't worry. I'll be home soon.
When, exactly?
Larksong gazed doubtfully toward the border. Squirrelflight shifted her paws. It seemed unlikely that they'd be able to explore the new territory before dark, and the thought of spending the night in a strange forest far from her clan made her nervous. But she had to see this through.
Tomorrow,
she mewed decisively.
Tomorrow? Sparkpelt looked alarmed. But Bramblestar will be worried if you don't come home tonight. I can't act like I don't know anything.
You have to. Squirrelflight looked at her urgently. One night of worry to keep peace among the clans. Surely you see that it's worth it. Sparkpelt's ears twitched nervously.
I guess.
I'll be home as soon as possible, Squirrelflight told her. But we have to do this properly. We need to cover as much of the land as we can. Leafstar was watching, her eyes dark.
I won't ask SkyClan to move unless I'm sure about where we're going.
Sparkpelt looked at them both, then nodded.
Okay, she meowed. We'll keep your secret. For now.
Relief washed over Squirrelflight's pelt.
Thank you.
She nuzzled Sparkpelt's ear gratefully.
I promise I'll be careful.
She fluffed her fur against the rain and turned toward the border. Glancing at Leafstar, she lifted her tail.
Ready?
Yes. Leafstar looked determined, her pelt spiked with raindrops. See you soon. With a quick nod to Sparkpelt and Larksong, Squirrelflight struck out past the two-leg nest. The forest grew thicker as they crossed the border, the slope beyond steepening sharply until they found themselves scrambling between rocks. The earth had turned to mud here and was slippery under paw, but the rain was easing. Squirrelflight sniffed the air. The musky odor of clan markers faded and disappeared behind them. Fresh prey scents mingled with the smell of bark and earth. Pines clustered around them, blocking out the sun. Out of breath, Squirrelflight paused and looked up the slope, disappointed when she saw that trees hid the top. Leafstar pushed past her, her ears flat with determination. Squirrelflight hurried at her heels as the SkyClan leader zigzagged between the rocks. At last, the slope began to flatten once more. The trees thinned, and they broke from the forest and found themselves on an open hilltop. As they paused at the peak, sunshine beamed through the clouds and lit the landscape ahead. Squirrelflight caught her breath. Mounds rose before them, giving way to rocky mountain slopes in the distance. Forest sprouted here and there, opening into swaths of land where grass covered the rolling hills like a pelt. Squirrelflight could see streams cutting through the valleys like claw marks, cascades of boulders clustered in ravines.
That looks like a good hunting ground.
Squirrelflight nodded toward a sunny hillside.
I think I can see rabbit holes.
Leafstar didn't comment. She was staring at the view, her nose twitching. Fresh mountain scent mingled with forest and water, and the smell of prey hung heavy in the air.
Squirrel Flight scanned the hillsides for signs of two legs, but there were no stone nests here. A thunder path cut its way along one edge, heading for the mountain, but no monsters patrolled it. Hope welled in Squirrel Flight's chest. It seemed like good territory. She glanced at Leaf Star, trying to hide her excitement. This had to be Leaf Star's decision. Leaf Star narrowed her eyes. Let's take a closer look. The Sky Clan leader crossed the hilltop and headed into the valley below. Brambles rose around them, cut by sandy tracks and growing thicker as they neared the bottom. Had Leaf Star noticed the prey trails? What else could have carved those pathways? Squirrel Flight fell in behind her as she veered onto a steep path down. At the bottom, a stream chattered over a stony bed. Beyond it, woodland reached the bank. The stream was shallow enough to wade across, and Leaf Star led the way. Cold water swirled around Squirrel Flight's paws. She was glad to hop out the other side and follow Leaf Star into the woods. There were wider tracks through the undergrowth here, and Squirrel Flight's fur bristled nervously as she smelled a familiar scent. Other cats had been here. Loners or rogues? She tasted the air. The scent was faint, almost washed away now, and there was no sign of movement between the trees. She glanced at Leaf Star. The Sky Clan leader's pelt was slick from the rain, ruffled along her spine. Had Leaf Star smelled the cat scent too? Leaf Star slowed as they headed deeper into the new territory, her whiskers twitching. Squirrel Flight sensed her caution and moved closer to her, scanning the trees as they skirted a hillside and followed the woodland down into another valley. As they neared the bottom, the forest opened. Shrubs clustered on the far side, sheltering a wide stretch of grass that covered the valley floor. Squirrel Flight felt sunshine break through the clouds to warm her pelt and shook out her fur, relieved that she'd be dry soon. This would make a good place for a camp, she murmured. Look, Leaf Star nodded toward moss piled at the foot of a bush. Beside it, earth was scraped from beneath the branches to form a hollow around the trunk. Squirrel Flight stiffened. It looks like someone's made a camp already. She jerked her muzzle around, noticing gaps between branches and patches of flattened grass. Her pelt spiking, she sniffed the ground. Cats. She couldn't tell how many. The scent was no more than a trace. The rain had washed the place clean. It smells like it's been abandoned. Leaf Star's tail twitched. She looked around warily. Why would they abandon this place? She mewed. They've taken a lot of trouble to make it their home. Squirrel Flight uncurled her claws, hoping Leaf Star was wrong. Her heart quickened as a breeze whisked into the valley. It carried fresh cat scents. Leaf Star moved beside her, pelt bushing. Some cats coming. I know. Squirrel Flight's breath caught in her throat. She suddenly felt a long way from home. Let's get out of here. Leaf Star turned and froze. Squirrel Flight followed her gaze. A huge she-cat was staring at them from beside a dogwood. The cat's long, fine gray fur was bushed out, and her eyes glittered with hostility. Squirrel Flight's heart raced as the cat stalked toward them, growling. We're going to have to fight our way out, she whispered to Leaf Star. I don't know if we can. Leaf Star nodded to the brambles at the side of the valley as three more cats, each as large as the first, padded out. Four cats followed the gray cat from the dogwood, and three more slid from beneath a juniper bush on the other side of the valley. We're surrounded. Chapter 4. The gray cat narrowed its eyes. Why are you here? The other cats moved closer, pelts bushed, eyes flashing menacingly. We're exploring. We didn't realize. Squirrel Flight's mew trailed away as she saw that the gray cat's belly was round. She was expecting kits. Leafstar shifted beside her. We thought the camp was abandoned. The rain had washed away your scent, Squirrelflight mewed quickly. The Gray Queen exchanged glances with a young white she-cat near the brambles. As the white she-cat flicked her tail, her gaze flashed back to Squirrelflight. You must have seen our tracks and our dens.
Yes, Leafstar leaned forward, and we were just going to leave.
But you said you thought this would be a good place to make camp. The queen was still glaring at Squirrelflight. Why?
We were looking for new territory, Squirrelflight told her. We didn't realize this land belonged to a clan.
A clan? The queen tipped her head. Leafstar growled.
Why are you explaining yourself to these cats? She snapped at Squirrelflight.
Squirrelflight looked at her. What else was she supposed to do?
They outnumber us, or hadn't you noticed?
I noticed. Anger glittered in Leafstar's gaze.
But they're rogues, not a clan.
She turned back to the queen.
I'm Leafstar, leader of Sky Clan.
I'm Moonlight, and these are the sisters. The queen nodded toward her campmates.
We only came to find out if this land was empty, Leafstar snarled. Now that we know it isn't, we'll leave.
She began to pad forward, but Moonlight hissed. The sisters fanned out until every stretch of grass was covered.
Wait! Squirrelflight swallowed back panic. They'd never be able to fight their way out of here. She looked imploringly at Moonlight. We just want to go home.
Moonlight's gaze flicked over her.
Are you one of the cats from the lake?
Yes. Had Moonlight and the sisters been watching the clans?
I didn't think you ever strayed past your scent markers,
Moonlight meowed.
We don't, usually, Squirrelflight told her. But as I explained, we're looking for territory.
And you think you're going to take this land? Moonlight's eyes narrowed into hard slits.
We were just looking, Leafstar growled. But we don't need it. Keep your land.
Moonlight didn't move.
Who says it's our land? You live here, don't you?
Leafstar shot back.
For now.
She shook out her fur suddenly and sat down. Squirrelflight sensed the other cats relaxing around them. She let her fur smooth and glanced at Leafstar, hoping the Sky Clan leader would do the same.
These cats clearly didn't want to fight. Why provoke them?
Moonlight lifted a paw and licked it.
We're not like you lake cats.
She drew her paw over her ear.
We don't make boundaries or leave markers. If you did, Leafstar muttered, we might have stayed away.
True. Moonlight nodded to the white cat, who padded to her side. Her snowy pelt was sleek and well-groomed, and she sat down noiselessly as Moonlight went on.
But other cats don't show much interest in our land. They come and go. They hunt, then continue on their way. They leave us mostly in peace.
She licked a paw and washed her other ear. Squirrelflight wasn't surprised that other cats left them alone. The sisters were larger than clan cats. Their broad shoulders and wide paws were intimidating, and she wondered if even a trained warrior could fight more than one of them. The three males she could make out seemed younger than the other cats and smaller, but they were sleek and well-muscled, as though they'd never suffered a harsh leaf bear or gone to sleep with an empty belly. Leafstar looked around the camp, her gaze sharp.
You said you only live here for now. Are you going to stay long?
Squirrelflight pricked her ears. Leafstar sounded curious. Was she considering this territory? Moonlight followed the Sky Clan leader's gaze.
We'll stay until my kits are ready to travel.
Leafstar glanced at her belly.
Will you ever return? It's a good place for birthing, Moonlight told her. But if it's occupied when we come back this way, we'll find someplace else.
She sounded unconcerned.
Hope flashed beneath Squirrelflight's pelt.
The sisters didn't want this land, and Leafstar sounded interested in making it Sky Clan's home.
"Will you move Sky Clan here?" she asked Leafstar.
"It's good land," Leafstar told her. "Once Moonlight and her friends have moved on, I will send patrols to explore more and discuss a future here with my warriors." Squirrelflight's heart soared. Her plan had worked. She couldn't wait to tell Bramblestar. He'd see what a great idea it had been once he heard about the land and knew Leafstar was open to moving Sky Clan there. She looked at Moonlight's belly again, trying to guess how long it would be until she had her kids. They would be ready to travel before Leaf Bear. Surely the clans could wait that long to redraw their borders.
"Let's go back and share the news," she meowed eagerly.
"I don't want to tell the other leaders until I've made a definite decision." Leafstar's pelt rippled along her spine.
"But once they know you're willing to think about moving, they'll be happy to live with the current borders for a few moons longer," Squirrelflight argued.
Leafstar dug her claws into the damp grass. "We're not announcing anything until we've checked out the whole territory and found it safe." Why was Leafstar being so stubborn? The peace of the clans depended on Sky Clan finding new territory. This was better land, even than the forest.
"But it's perfect."
Leafstar glared at her.
"Why doesn't Thunder Clan move here then?
We can go back to the clans and suggest it."
"No cat is going anywhere."
Moonlight was watching them, her tail twitching. Squirrelflight stiffened. The queen's mew was determined.
"What do you mean?"
Moonlight shifted her weight.
"I can't let you go back to your friends. Not yet. We don't want swarms of strange cats trekking through here."
Leafstar's ears twitched.
"We won't come back until you've left. We want to go home and tell our clans that this land will be free soon," Squirrelflight added.
Moonlight narrowed her eyes. "You've only just arrived, and already you're arguing about which clan should take our home. Do you expect me to believe that you won't want to get your paws on it as soon as you can?"
"We will respect your right to this territory until you're ready to move on," Squirrelflight promised.
"You might," Moonlight mewed, "but your campmates might not."
The white she-cat nodded.
"We've heard enough about the clans to know that when they see something they like, they believe they have a right to it. Now that you've discovered this land, your clanmates will want to take it by force."
"ThunderClan would never do that," Squirrelflight bristled.
"And the others?"
Moonlight gazed at her evenly.
"Would they respect our right to be here too?"
Squirrelflight hesitated. Would Tigerstar leave these cats alone? Was Hairstar patient enough to wait? Would Mistystar deny her clan if she thought there was something better for it?
"We want this land for Sky Clan," she meowed firmly. "And you already have the word of Sky Clan's leader not to take it until you've left."
"We've learned not to invite trouble if we don't have to."
Moonlight flicked her nose toward a den at the edge of the clearing.
"You will sleep there until the time comes for us to move on."
"But our clans will come looking for us," Squirrelflight insisted.
"Will they find you?"
Moonlight glanced toward the end of the valley, where one hill rose into another. Squirrelflight realized how deep they'd ventured into this territory, and the forest was wet with rain, heavy enough to have washed away their scent. She gazed toward the hilltops, feeling suddenly how small she was and far from home. Leafstar was frowning at the Gray Queen.
"You can't hold us here against our will."
Moonlight didn't reply, but the other cats shifted around them, as though reminding Leafstar of their presence. Leafstar bared her teeth.
"Stay calm," Squirrelflight whispered. "They won't be able to watch us all the time. We'll be able to slip away."
The white she-cat padded around them, sniffing curiously. Leafstar gave a warning growl.
Quiet!
Moonlight's mew was suddenly fierce. Snow is our sister. Show her respect.
Leafstar's growl turned into a hiss.
Hush! Squirrelflight nudged the SkyClan leader sharply. Snow stopped and stared at Leafstar, a threat in her eyes. She was big, with muscles visible even beneath her pelt. Leafstar held her gaze, refusing to be cowed. Snow stalked back to Moonlight's side, her fur bristling.
Forgive, Leafstar.
Squirrelflight ignored Leafstar's sharp hiss. She's a warrior. We're not used to surrendering. But if you fear our clanmates so much, we will stay as willing captives until you are ready to move on.
Moonlight dipped her head. Thank you. You will be treated as our campmates.
She nodded to a tabby she-cat.
Tempest, bring food from the prey hole for our visitors.
As the tabby padded to a large juniper bush and began digging between the roots, Squirrelflight surveyed the camp. The sun was sinking toward the hilltop, and shadow reached into the valley. She saw now how well the surrounding bushes hid the camp, so that anyone climbing down the side of the valley would see only undergrowth until they reached the bottom and pushed through to the grassy clearing. The dense bushes that lined the sides of the valley would make it easier to hide if she and Leafstar managed to slip away. And she knew Bramblestar would find them eventually, no matter how hidden the camp seemed. Her heart quickened. What would he think when he discovered that she'd gone behind his back and brought Leafstar here without his approval? Things were already tense between them. This would make it worse. She wondered, her paws pricking nervously, how long Sparkpelt would keep her secret before she told her father where they'd been heading. Moonlight's campmates glanced at one another, as though unsure of what to do. Two of them sat down. The young Toms padded to the edge of the grassy clearing and watched their captives, while the others moved closer and murmured to one another, their inquisitive gazes flicking over Leafstar and Squirrelflight. Leafstar leaned toward Squirrelflight.
These cats are strange, she hissed under her breath. I don't think they want to hurt us.
Leafstar snorted.
They're holding us captive.
Squirrelflight tried to keep her tone bright.
At least it looks like they're going to feed us.
I guess.
Leafstar conceded, her gaze flitting over the sisters.
They don't look like they know what hunger is.
Squirrelflight saw Moonlight watching her and lifted her muzzle.
What's the hunting like here?
She asked the queen loudly.
You can see for yourself.
Moonlight nodded toward the tabby. Tempest dragged two fat mice from a hole beneath the juniper. She lifted them in her teeth and shook the earth from them with a sharp toss of her head. Then she padded across the grass and dropped the mice at Squirrelflight's paws. The mice smelled good, and Squirrelflight realized that she was hungry. She nodded to the tabby.
Thanks.
Moonlight stood up and flicked her tail toward the young Toms. One darted toward the prey hole and began fishing for more food. Another ducked behind a bush at the edge of the camp and dragged out a dead rabbit. The other cat slipped away and came back with more prey. Squirrelflight guessed that the group had been returning from a hunting patrol and dropped their catch outside the camp when they'd smelled intruders. The prey hole must be where they stored prey, left over from one day for the next. She wondered how the cats decided who ate yesterday's prey and who ate fresh. A tortoise shell carried two voles to Moonlight and laid them on the ground in front of her. She padded away as Moonlight nodded her thanks and settled on the grass between two young ginger she-cats. Squirrelflight lowered herself onto her belly and pulled one of the mice close.
Eat, she whispered to Leafstar.
Leafstar ignored her, sitting straighter and staring at her captors. She hoped that the SkyClan leader wouldn't start a fight. Didn't she realize they only had to play along until they had the chance to slip away, or until their clanmates came to free them? Why risk hurting another cat or getting hurt themselves?
As she bit into her mouse, she watched the sisters relax. They shared prey and tongues like clanmates. Moonlight swallowed a mouthful of vole. Beside her, Snow was eating a shrew. With a sigh, the queen shifted onto her side to ease the weight away from her swollen belly. She blinked calmly at Squirrel Flight.
I hope you will find your stay with us comfortable. It seems better to enjoy the company of others rather than resist it. The sisters don't like violence, and we avoid it when we can.
The clans avoid violence, too, when possible, Squirrel Flight told her. Peace is better for every cat. Tempest had settled beside the young Toms. She looked up from the mouse she was eating.
How long will it be before your clan wonders where you are?
A quarter moon, at least, Squirrel Flight told her. She guessed that Bramblestar would send a patrol sooner, but rescue would be easier if the sisters weren't expecting it.
Leafstar huffed beside her.
My clan will be missing me already, she meowed pointedly. They'll send out a search party. It won't take long for them to find me.
As Squirrel Flight swallowed back frustration, Tempest glanced at Moonlight, alarmed.
Perhaps we should let them go. We don't want trouble.
Moonlight hooked up another vole with her claw.
There won't be trouble. Keeping these cats will send an important message to their clans.
The tabby and white Tom beside Tempest frowned.
What message?
That we don't fight easily, but we don't scare easily either, Moonlight told him.
And they're less likely to start anything if it might endanger their clanmate's safety.
The Tom scowled at Squirrel Flight.
If they hurt us, we hurt you.
Moonlight blinked at him coolly.
Keep your claws sheathed, Stone. She glanced at Tempest. Your kit reminds me of his father.
Tempest's tail twitched self-consciously.
He's young, that's all.
The Tom looked like an apprentice, not yet fully grown, but old enough to be a skillful hunter and fighter. The Tom beside him looked the same age. He was white, with tabby splotches on his legs.
Are you brothers? Squirrel Flight asked.
Stone nodded.
I'm Grass,
his brother added. Squirrel Flight looked at the only other Tom in the group. He was moons younger than the other two, barely more than a kid, and ginger, like the she-cat beside him. The she-cat nodded to her.
I'm Furs, she said, and this is my kid, Creek.
Squirrel Flight greeted her, then leaned toward Leafstar.
Have you noticed that there are no grown males here, only youngsters?
Now that you mention it, Leafstar narrowed her eyes, I wonder what happened to their fathers.
Maybe they ate them.
Squirrel Flight glanced at Leafstar, joking, yet she couldn't help feeling that the absence of adult Toms was strange. Moonlight pointed to a yellow she-cat crouching beside the juniper.
That's Sunrise.
Sunrise nodded as Moonlight's gaze flicked past her toward two young ginger and white she-cats sharing a thrush a tail length away.
They're Flurry and Sparrow. Hawk's their mother.
Leafstar jabbed her mouse with her paw. She hooked it up and inspected it.
We don't need to know every cat's name, she mewed. We won't be here long.
Moonlight glanced at her thoughtfully for a moment, then returned to her vole, as though dismissing the Sky Clan leader's claim. They finished their meal in silence. Squirrel Flight was aware of the sisters snatching watchful glances at her as they ate. Some of them clearly weren't comfortable with Moonlight's decision to keep them. But Sparrow and Flurry stared with open curiosity, and Squirrel Flight couldn't help warming to the pair. They reminded her of apprentices eager to start training. Dusk was creeping over the valley. As shadow swallowed the hillside, Squirrel Flight glanced around at the bushes encircling the camp. There were gaps here and there where she and Leafstar could slip out. The sisters would have to sleep eventually,
and it might be possible to sneak past even the most careful guard. Once they were out of the camp and in the thick undergrowth of the valley, it would be hard to follow them. Her thoughts flitted back to ThunderClan. Bramblestar would be worried that she hadn't returned. She felt guilty about asking Sparkpelt to keep her secret. It wouldn't be easy for her daughter to sleep while her father fretted. Perhaps she'd tell him, and Bramblestar would be angry. Would he send a search party straight away? No. Even if he was angry with her for coming, he'd respect her enough to let her finish the mission she'd started, and only worry when she hadn't returned in a day or two. Moonlight beckoned Tempest with a flick of her nose, and when the she-cat hurried to speak with her, murmured something first to Tempest and then to Snow. The white cat got to her paws and followed Tempest across the clearing. They stopped in front of Squirrelflight and Leafstar. Tempest nodded toward the juniper bush. "Moonlight says you're to sleep there." Snow hung back, watching through narrowed eyes as Squirrelflight and Leafstar stood and padded toward the juniper bush. Leafstar glanced over her shoulder at the white she-cat. "I don't care how big she is," she hissed to Squirrelflight. "If she snarls at me again, I'll claw her fur off." Tempest stopped beside the juniper bush. "She's protective of her campmates, that's all." She blinked apologetically at Leafstar. "And she doesn't trust strangers." Squirrelflight sniffed the bush. The warm scent of bracken hung around it. Tempest nodded to a small gap between the branches. "You'll find nests inside. Snow will guard the entrance. If you need anything, ask her, and she'll let me know." Squirrelflight dipped her head. "Thank you." Leafstar pushed past her and strode inside. "Do you have to make this difficult?" Squirrelflight followed her in. The entrance opened into a small den. Bracken and moss were piled at the edges. It had clearly been slept on. "Cats have given up their nests so that we can sleep comfortably." "They wouldn't have to if they let us go." Leafstar sat on one of the piles and curled down stiffly into the moss. "I don't know why you're treating them like friends."
"Why make this any more uncomfortable than it is?"
Squirrelflight mewed irritably.
"Besides, I saw a gap beside the dogwood that looks like it might lead to a track through the brush. I doubt we'll get past Snow tonight, but if we play along, the whole group might be less watchful and we'll be able to slip away tomorrow."
"Play along," Leafstar grunted. "I thought we were warriors."
She turned her back on Squirrelflight and tucked her nose into the bracken, grumbling.
"Held hostage by a bunch of rogues."
Squirrelflight settled onto the bracken beside her. She sympathized with the SkyClan leader. It was humiliating to be kept prisoner here, but conflict could be dangerous, not just for them. What if Moonlight's unborn kits were hurt in the fight? She rested her muzzle on her paws and closed her eyes. Tired after the long trek into new territory, she pushed worries from her mind and let herself sink into sleep. A screech woke her. It split the air, and she jerked her head up. In the darkness, it took a moment to remember where she was. Another shriek sounded. With a sickening jolt, Squirrelflight realized that Leafstar wasn't beside her. She scrambled from her nest and darted outside. Snow had pinned Leafstar to the grass. Her pelt bushed, the white she-cat snarled at the SkyClan leader and pressed her shoulders harder against the earth. Leafstar struggled beneath her, hind paws churning. But Snow had twisted out of reach. The white cat glanced up as Squirrelflight skidded to a halt behind them.
"I don't like to start fights any more than Moonlight," she hissed, "but I'm more than willing to finish them."
She let go of Leafstar and backed away, her ears flat. Flurry and Sparrow had hurried from their den. Stone and Grass watched from across the clearing. Moonlight padded toward them.
"What's going on here?"
"She tried to escape," Snow hissed.
Leafstar pushed herself to her paws and shook out her pelt. Rage shone in her eyes. Squirrelflight hurried forward.
She was probably just going to make dirt, she mewed quickly.
No, I wasn't, Leafstar growled.
Get inside, Squirrelflight hissed.
Did she want more trouble? She smelled blood and saw that Leafstar was wounded.
You're hurt.
Leafstar snorted and turned toward the den. Squirrelflight's chest tightened as she watched her limp inside. Snow was glaring at her, eyes glittering. Stone and Grass glanced nervously at each other. Flurry stepped forward.
We can guard if you like, she told Snow.
Sparrow pressed beside her.
You can get some sleep.
Snow narrowed her eyes. I'll finish what I started, she mewed ominously. Moonlight flicked her tail.
Make sure your friend stays in her den, she told Squirrelflight. I don't want any more disturbances tonight.
She turned back to her own den. Squirrelflight followed Leafstar inside to find her lapping her hind paw.
Let me look at your wound.
Squirrelflight nosed her muzzle out of the way and inspected the ragged fur. Blood oozed from a deep scratch on her leg. Her heart sank. It would be harder to escape now that Leafstar was injured.
Make sure it's clean, Squirrelflight told her.
What do you think I was doing?
Leafstar began licking it again. Squirrelflight looked around the den, relieved to see cobwebs crowding between the branches above her head. She reached up and grabbed a pawful.
Dress it with these when you've finished cleaning it.
Thanks. Leafstar took the cobwebs from her. Tomorrow we'll see if we can get herbs to treat it. Anxiety fluttered in Squirrelflight's belly. Why hadn't Leafstar waited as they'd planned?
Were you planning to leave without me?
I was trying to see if there was an easy way out of the camp, Leafstar told her.
If I'd found one, I would have come back for you.
Okay, Squirrelflight believed her. Leafstar wouldn't abandon another warrior. She sat down. Slipping away was going to be harder than she'd thought. Were they going to have to fight their way out of here? She forced her fur to remain flat. Fighting these cats would be dangerous. The sisters seemed peaceful, but they were clearly willing to be aggressive if they needed to.
Next time you come up with an escape plan, tell me first.
I don't know if there will be a next time. Leafstar began wrapping cobweb around her paw.
I think we'll have to wait for our clanmates to rescue us.
Squirrelflight met her gaze darkly. She didn't want ThunderClan cats to get hurt because she'd made the mistake of coming here. Guilt wormed in her belly. She should never have gone behind Bramblestar's back.
They might not watch us so closely tomorrow, she mewed hopefully. We might get away.
Leafstar eyed her doubtfully. These cats won't let us go easily. Squirrelflight shifted her paws anxiously. Leafstar was right. Escaping was going to be hard, and even if they managed, she wondered what kind of reception would await her in the ThunderClan camp. Chapter 5 Squirrelflight sat down and curled her tail over her paws. She yawned, sleepy after eating the fat vole Sparrow had brought her at sunhigh. Across the clearing, Tempest, Stone, and Grass were digging earth from beneath a low gorse bush. Its thick branches spilled onto the grassy clearing, and the three cats had opened a gap in the front and were taking turns hauling dirt from around the central stem. Squirrelflight nodded to Leafstar.
It looks like they're building a new den.
If Moonlight let us go, they wouldn't need another den. Leafstar lay outside the juniper bush where they'd slept for the past 2 nights. The wound on her leg was still raw. The sisters had treated it with herbs, and there was no sign of infection, but they had no hope of slipping away from the camp now. The sisters watched them day and night, and even if they could escape unnoticed, there would be no way Leafstar could outrun a patrol if they were followed. Besides, Squirrelflight had found she was content here. The sisters had treated them well, sharing prey and accepting them as though they were new members of the group. Even Snow, who was still watchful, had begun to warm to them. Last night, she'd brought poppy seeds to the den in case Leafstar's wound kept her awake. Leafstar, too, seemed to be growing used to living in the valley camp. She'd stopped complaining about the crisp scent of the hills and the fact that fresh kill here tasted more of sweet herbs than the dank flavors of the forest. Squirrelflight wondered if ThunderClan or SkyClan had sent search patrols yet. The thought made her belly tighten. She felt sure by now that Bramblestar would be angry, and she'd have to defend her reasons for coming here. And she felt guilty that the sisters might face a patrol of hostile warriors because of her. Flurry pushed her way through the ferns that masked the camp entrance. She was carrying herbs in her mouth. Squirrelflight tasted the air and smelled marigold leaves. The ginger and white she-cat crossed the clearing and stopped beside Leafstar. She dropped the herbs beside the SkyClan leader and shook out her pelt.
"How does your leg feel?" she asked Leafstar.
"It's sore, but it's feeling better." Leafstar moved her leg closer as Flurry leaned down to look at it. Squirrelflight had been impressed by how many of the sisters were skilled in using herbs. Sparrow, Flurry, Sunrise, and Hawk had all tended to Leafstar's wound in turn.
"Do you all know how to treat wounds?"
She watched Flurry strip the marigold leaves from the stem.
"Of course."
Flurry kept her eyes on her work.
"The clans have only a few medicine cats," Squirrelflight told her. "What if they get sick?"
Flurry blinked at her.
"Who looks after them?"
Leafstar stretched her muzzle forward to sniff the marigold. "They look after one another, and they have apprentices," she mewed.
"I guess we're all apprentices here," Flurry explained. "The mothers teach their kids, and the sisters learn from one another."
She began to chew the leaves into a poultice. Squirrelflight was beginning to get used to the strange way the sisters addressed one another. The younger cats often referred to the older cats as mother, whether a she-cat was their mother or not, and cats of a similar age called one another sister. Names were used sparingly, except for the Toms, who were only ever referred to by their names. As Flurry began to lap the poultice gently into Leafstar's wound, Moonlight padded into camp, trailing long honeysuckle vines from her mouth. Snow, Creek, and Sparrow followed, dragging more vines after them.
"Is that for the new den?"
Leafstar had stopped hiding her curiosity and was as quick now to ask questions as Squirrelflight. Flurry finished applying the poultice and looked at her campmates.
"We're building Moonlight's birthing den.
Are her kids due soon?"
Squirrelflight hoped her estimation that the sisters might be gone by Leaf Bear was correct.
"The kids will come in about a moon,"
Flurry told her. Moonlight dropped the vines beside the gorse bush and headed across the clearing.
"Is the wound healing, sister?"
she called to Flurry as she neared.
"Yes, mother, the swelling has gone down,"
Flurry told her.
"Good."
Moonlight stopped beside her and nodded politely to Squirrelflight and Leafstar.
"Have you eaten?"
"Sparrow brought us prey,"
Squirrelflight told her. She dipped her head.
"I wish you'd let me help with the hunting. I don't like being treated like an elder."
"An elder?"
Moonlight looked puzzled. Leafstar stretched her injured leg tentatively.
"An elder is an old cat. In the clans, when warriors become elders, they only hunt if they want to. Younger warriors and apprentices make sure they are well fed and cared for. Elders need never leave the camp."
"I could never stay in camp all day," Moonlight meowed.
"I don't like it much."
Squirrelflight flicked her tail tip irritably.
"I need to stretch my legs."
Leafstar's ears twitched.
"If you let us go, we could both stretch our legs."
Moonlight sniffed Leafstar's wound.
We'll let you go when we move on. For now, you'll have to put up with living like your elders.
Squirrelflight looked on as Creek and Sparrow wove the vines between the branches to build the gorse den.
Can I help here, then?
2 long days of doing nothing had left her restless.
That would be kind.
Moonlight straightened. Leaf Star should rest this leg, though.
I'm happy to watch, Leaf Star told her.
Moonlight led Squirrelflight across the clearing. Flurry padded after them. Stone was still scraping earth from the den. He paused as Squirrelflight reached him. She peered inside and saw that he'd created a wide dip around the central stem. Branches had been broken off to open up the space inside, but the remaining walls were still thick enough to keep the den cool. It looked a lot like a warrior den. Tempest padded around the pile of vines.
We'll need more.
Moonlight nodded to Snow.
Sister, take Creek and fetch more, she meowed.
Snow dipped her head. She made her way out of camp, Creek hurrying behind her. Tempest beckoned Stone and Grass with her tail.
Use these to reinforce the back of the den, she told them.
Sure.
Stone glanced at his brother.
You weave from the inside, and I'll weave from out here.
Grass picked up a vine in his teeth and dragged it into the den, while Stone hauled another vine around the back. As Tempest watched them disappear, Squirrelflight saw sadness in the tabby's gaze. Was she thinking about their father? Where was he?
We'll work on this side.
Moonlight pulled the remaining vines around the back of the den. Squirrelflight followed, glancing at Tempest.
It must have been hard for her, raising her kits alone.
Moonlight's eyes widened.
She didn't raise them alone. She had us.
But she must miss her mate.
Moonlight tucked a vine into the den wall and began to draw it through, tugging at it with her paws.
Why would she miss her mate?
Doesn't she love him?
Squirrelflight pressed a vine through a gap.
I don't know, Moonlight told her. We prefer to live without Toms. Tempest could have stayed with him if she'd wanted to, but she chose to travel with us and raise her kits among her sisters.
Squirrelflight couldn't imagine raising kits without Bramble Star.
And how could she think of living without him? Even though she hadn't been gone long, she missed him. Would he forgive her for coming here?
Suddenly, her heart quickened. She wanted to see him, to explain why she'd crossed the border. He'd understand when he realized how important it was to her.
Here. Moonlight pushed a stray tendril toward her. Pull this one through.
Squirrelflight tugged at it, while Moonlight fastened the other end into the wall.
If you prefer not to have Toms around, what will happen to Grass and Stone? They're your kin. Can they stay?
No.
Moonlight sat back on her haunches and inspected her work. They're old enough to leave us. We've been waiting until the stars are in place. Squirrelflight wondered for a moment if the sisters had their own star clan. She glanced at Moonlight.
What do you mean?
Wait until tonight, Moonlight told her.
You'll see. Do they want to leave?
Squirrelflight wondered how the sisters could send their young away.
Of course they want to leave. They're Toms. They have a deep connection with the land. They must travel it as they wish, not be tied to our path.
Squirrelflight couldn't imagine being separated from her kits, no matter how old they were.
Won't Tempest miss them?
At first, Moonlight told her. But there will be new litters to take care of.
She glanced at her belly.
And we are each mother to all the young.
Where will Stone and Grass go?
Wherever they choose.
Moonlight reached for the end of Squirrelflight's vine and began to tuck it between the branches.
They might travel together, or become loners or join rogues, or live with two paws. Their ancestors will guide them.
Two paws? Squirrelflight asked.
Moonlight tipped her head. The furless animals that build big stone dens to live in.
Two legs? Squirrelflight shuddered. But why would any cat choose to be a kitty pet?
Our ancestors were kitty pets, as you call them, Moonlight told her. All the sisters are descended from den-bound cats. Our first mothers were one family.
Squirrelflight let go of the vine, and Moonlight pulled it. She suddenly understood why the sisters looked so similar. Their large frames and thick, long fur marked them as different from most of the warriors and rogues Squirrelflight had met. It made sense that they were descended from a single family. She was eager to know more.
Flurry said that you all have medicine cat skills.
Moonlight glanced at her.
What's a medicine cat?
In the clans, we have cats who have special knowledge about healing herbs, she explained.
Surely it is safer to share such knowledge.
There's more to being a medicine cat than knowing about herbs. They have a special gift. They can communicate with our dead ancestors.
They speak with the dead?
Moonlight looked suddenly interested. She rested her forepaws on the ground.
Is their gift passed from mother to kit?
Medicine cats don't have kits.
Moonlight blinked.
Why not?
It's forbidden. They devote their lives to caring for their clan.
Moonlight frowned.
That must be hard. I couldn't imagine life without kits.
Nor could I. Squirrelflight thought of Leafpool. How hard it must have been for her sister to watch Squirrelflight raise Jayfeather, Lionblaze, and Hollyleaf, to pretend all the time that she wasn't their mother. How much simpler it was here. Kits were born, and the sisters raised them together. They could take mates where they liked. There were no rules about falling in love with cats from other clans, or about who could have kits and who couldn't. And yet, they had to send their sons away. She glanced at Moonlight's belly.
Aren't you frightened you might have sons who'll have to leave you?
We can't hold on to those we love forever,
Moonlight told her.
What about their father? Squirrelflight hesitated. I hope you don't mind me asking, but did you love him?
Moonlight purred, as though she thought the question was funny. I liked him, but Jack's an Everkit, a den-bound cat. He was fun to be around, and handsome, and I was ready to have another litter. But my life is with my sisters.
Squirrelflight's heart suddenly ached for the litter she dreamed of.
Will you see him again?
I'll visit the barn where he lives and show him his kits when they're old enough to travel,
Moonlight told her.
They may want to know him, and they might even choose to live near him when they're old enough to leave our group. We let our young decide how they want to live. Not every cat wants a life like ours.
As she spoke, Creek and Snow pushed through the ferns at the entrance, dragging long vines behind them. They dropped them beside the birthing den, and Stone took one inside, while Moonlight fetched more for the wall. Squirrelflight noticed how peacefully the cats worked, quietly helping one another, until Sunrise and Furs padded into camp, carrying prey. As the sun set, the sisters finished their work and then settled around the clearing to eat. Moonlight pushed a young rabbit toward Squirrelflight and glanced at the purple sky where stars were beginning to show.
Look.
Squirrelflight followed her gaze toward a patch of stars that seemed to stretch in a line toward the horizon.
The claw stars are pointing toward the sunset.
Moonlight glanced across the clearing to where Grass and Stone sat close to their mother, sharing a squirrel.
It is a good night for our sons to begin their wandering.
Tonight? Squirrelflight's heart ached as she saw Tempest nudge grass fondly and tear off a strip of flesh for stone. Does Tempest know?
She'll have seen the stars by now, Moonlight told her matter-of-factly. The gray she-cat padded to join Tempest and the Toms.
Squirrelflight carried the rabbit to Leafstar and laid it down before her.
The Sky Clan leader was dozing, her muzzle resting on the grass.
She lifted her head sleepily as Squirrelflight sat beside her and blinked at the rabbit.
Is the den ready?
Not yet, but we made good progress. Squirrelflight looked at the half-finished den. We can weave in the rest of the vines tomorrow. I might suggest that they lay a branch across the entrance to stop the kits from getting out.
Leafstar pushed herself into a sitting position and sniffed the rabbit.
You sound so at home here. Are you planning to stay?
She eyed Squirrelflight accusingly.
No, of course not.
Squirrelflight lifted her chin.
But I might as well make myself useful while I'm here.
Don't make yourself too useful, Leafstar grunted. They might decide to keep you forever.
Squirrelflight tore a hunk of rabbit from the carcass and settled down to eat it. The sisters had a good life here, but she missed her clanmates.
She wondered what it was like to live without the warrior code. The sisters had a code of their own, but it seemed very loose. Cats were allowed to come and go as they pleased, and she wondered what stopped the group falling apart, especially when they faced the hardships of sickness or hunger. The shadows deepened as she ate, and the moon rose into a star-speckled sky. Moonlight got to her paws. Wordlessly, she headed toward the camp entrance. The rest of the group followed her, grass and stone padding close to their mother.
Furs stopped beside Squirrelflight. Moonlight says you're to go with them. She glanced at Leafstar's injured leg. She can stay here with me.
Squirrelflight looked at Leafstar.
Grass and Stone are leaving. They're going to say goodbye, she told her. Will you be all right here by yourself?
Leafstar sniffed.
I won't be by myself. I'll have Furs to keep me company.
She sounded unimpressed, but Furs didn't seem to take offense. Instead, she sat down beside the Sky Clan leader and sniffed at the rabbit's remains.
Do you mind if I take a bite? She asked Leafstar.
Sure, Leafstar shrugged. Squirrelflight left them and hurried after the others. Sunrise was waiting for her as she pushed through the ferns at the entrance to the camp.
Which way did they go?
Squirrelflight gazed up the slope rising ahead. Bushes hid whatever path the sisters had taken.
Follow me.
Sunrise ducked beneath a gorse bush and led Squirrelflight up a winding trail through the undergrowth. Squirrelflight could smell the sisters' paw prints on the grass, fresher with each step, until she glimpsed Snow's tail flicking away through a swath of bracken ahead. Sunrise quickened her pace, and Squirrelflight followed, pushing past the ferns, surprised when she broke into the open to find that they'd reached the top of the hill. The sisters were lined along the crest, gazing at the land beyond. The starlit sky stretched over hill after hill, rolling away to the mountains. Grass and stone stared into the distance, their pelts ruffled by the wind. As they looked back at the sisters, Squirrelflight could see excitement glittering in their eyes. Were they glad to be leaving? Slowly, the sisters gathered in a circle around them. Moonlight padded toward them and touched her nose to grass's ear and then stones.
I wish you well, she murmured.
Snow took her place as Moonlight returned to the circle, nuzzling each Tom fondly before stepping away. One by one, the sisters said goodbye to the Toms. Squirrelflight's throat tightened as Tempest approached them. Grief glittered in the tabby's eyes as she pressed her muzzle to Grass's cheek.
Take care of yourself, she whispered.
Then she turned to Stone. Be happy. Stone's eyes shone with sadness, and he ran his nose along his mother's cheek.
We will always remember you.
He pulled away and glanced at Grass. They seemed to share a moment of understanding, then blinked and looked away. Tempest padded back to join her sisters. Hawk and Snow pressed either side of her as Moonlight dipped her head to the young Toms.
This is the beginning of your great adventure, the gray she-cat told them. You must walk through the night, never looking back, and at dawn you will have left your kithood behind and become true Toms. May the ancestors who walk the land find you and give you guidance.
Stone dipped his head.
Thank you, Mother.
Grass shifted his paws, seeming suddenly uncertain.
Wander in peace,
Moonlight meowed. The sisters raised their voices to the sky. Wander in peace. They moved, opening the circle they'd made, and Stone and Grass padded away, following the slope of the hill, down into the next valley. Squirrelflight glanced back over her shoulder. She wondered if she could ever give up the Toms in her life. No. From here, she could see the edge of the forest beside the lake. ThunderClan territory. She gazed wistfully toward it. What was Bramblestar doing right now? Was the clan settling down for the night, or was a patrol already searching for her? Guilt tugged beneath her pelt. Was Spark Pelt still keeping her secret? It would be a heavy burden to bear. She couldn't let her daughter or her clan worry any longer. She had to find a way home. Grass and Stone had disappeared into shadow, but the sisters stood watching silently, as though breathing every last scent of them. Tempest leaned softly against Snow, her gaze misty. Squirrelflight's heart twisted with sadness. Tomorrow, once the sisters' loss was less raw, she'd ask Moonlight again if she and Leafstar could leave. If she explained how much she missed her clan and her kin, perhaps the sisters would understand her longing to go home. Would they believe her promise not to let her clanmates come here until the sisters had left? Her belly tightened. Was it a promise she'd be able to keep?
Chapter 6
Squirrelflight jerked awake, her nose twitching. The air was thick with the scent of nighttime dew. She could smell another scent in the darkness, one that made her heart quicken, filled with the warmth of memory and home. She scrambled to her paws.
Bramblestar.
He was near. She could smell Thornclaw, too, and Larksong and Sparkpelt.
Wake up, Leafstar!
The SkyClan leader lifted her head blearily.
What's going on?
Quick! Squirrelflight darted to the entrance. They're here! A rescue party's here! As she spoke, wails shrilled outside the den. Alarm bristled through her pelt. She couldn't let them fight. No cat must be hurt. Stop! She exploded from the den, skidding to a halt as she saw clan warriors facing the sisters. Pale in the moonlight, Snow and Tempest had puffed out their fur. Ears flat, lips drawn back, they hissed at the warrior patrol. Bramblestar, Thornclaw, and Larksong snarled back at them. Furs, Sunrise, and Hawk slid like hissing snakes around their sisters, as SkyClan cats, Hawkwing, Plumwillow, and Tree, fanned out around the ThunderClan patrol. The cats glared at one another through slitted eyes.
Wait!
Squirrelflight flung herself between the sisters and the warriors. ThunderClan and SkyClan outnumbered the sisters. Blossomheart, MacGyver, and Sagenose appeared, pushing between their clanmates, as Berrynose and Amber Moon stepped out from behind the ThunderClan warriors and bared their teeth.
You mustn't fight!
Confusion clouded Bramblestar's gaze. Leafstar limped from the den and stopped at the edge of the clearing, her eyes round with alarm.
Listen to her.
Hawkwing stared at her, as though trying to understand.
They haven't harmed us,
Squirrelflight told him. She knew that it was a lie. Snow had wounded Leafstar, but only because the Sky Clan leader had tried to escape. There would be time for honesty later. Right now, it was more important to defuse the rage sparking around her. Creek, Flurry, and Sparrow darted from the shadows and stood beside their mothers. Moonlight hurried from the back of the clearing and wove between her campmates. She stopped at the front of the group and stared at Bramblestar. Squirrelflight was shocked to see how small the clan cats looked in front of the sisters. She'd grown used to these cats, forgetting their size. She realized once more how different they were. Their fur was longer, their bodies larger than any warrior or rogue Squirrelflight knew. Even Bramblestar seemed overshadowed by their size. She wondered suddenly if, for all their training, the clans could win a fight with these cats. She brushed the thought away. Of course they can. Skill would always beat strength. And yet, how could she be sure the sisters didn't have as much skill as strength? Moonlight lashed her tail.
What are you doing in our camp?
She curled her lip as she glared at the warrior patrol. Bramblestar answered, his ears twitching with rage.
We've come to fetch our clanmates.
He didn't look at Squirrelflight.